the Parsha of Mila, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that the Leikara Oich Eshimcha Avraham, Vayeshimcha Avraham Ki Avam Megernus Aticha. So Rashi says, one of the Pshatim Rashi, that the Hey, the Yisof of Hey was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamlechim Al Hey Varim. That until Mila, he wasn't Mamlechim Al Hey Varim, and Oznayim, Einayim, and Rosh HaGvia. And from Bris Mila onwards, he was Moilech on the Hey Varim. So you have to understand, Monefshach, in as much as a person can do something, so Avraham Avinu did it before also. As if a person is not supposed to be Mekabel Lashon Hara, let's take those nine. A person is not supposed to be Mekabel Lashon Hara. So it's Mistama that Avraham Avinu wasn't Mekabel Lashon Hara before either. They Naim, whatever, there's Issi Staklus. So he wasn't Mistakl. Adrabah, it says before that he said, Ati Dati Kifas Marat, that it's a Pchina of Tzitkis that no one else had. So in wherever there was a Pchina of a Maisa Mitzvah, Avraham certainly did it and certainly kept it. So what happened after the Bris Mila? What happened? What does it mean that it was Mamlechem on these inyanim? I mean, they're all the chiyuvim that the person has, they're ma'isa mitzvahs, and it doesn't come automatically. And Avraham was mekaymitz. So what's this inyan of being Mamlechem through Bris? One nekuda. Another nekuda. The whole mitzvahs of the ma'isa Bris, it says, Yishalach lefonei ve'yeisamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, become sholem. So Reb Tzadik points out, it's madna. You don't ever find that something becomes a dover shalom by losing something. The opposite of shalom is chasa. So if something is missing something and you fill in the missing space, that's called a dover shalom. In it, to say that by being machzir something to become a dover shalom, it's not lamashal. Let's take a person has he's dirty and he washes it off. So we don't call that he's getting shleimus. Shleimus is something that's missing and you fill it, so it becomes a dover. A chaser is the opposite of a shalim. So we're over here by being mechaser, a partner's goof, does it become a shalim? Another nekuda. It says by v'yeir lav Hashem, so Chazal say, mipsorei echzer lekai, that from my own basar, my own flesh, I can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal say, because the matter says, Avraham Avinu said, it's because I was Nimoil that I was Zeichet to Kabbalah Shechina. Because he says, if I wasn't Nimoil, Meheichon Niglo Lai Hashem. From where would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Nisgala to me, if not from the Mitzvahs Mila? So Vayeir Lav Hashem is a Gilui that comes after the Maisa Mila. So the Chorot's a Pella. There is already two or three Mefurisha places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham. And a lot more. I mean, in the whole Parshas Lech Lecha, until Ma'isa Mila, there was Diburim. From the time Avraham Avinu became 70, let's say, there was Diburim, 45, 70, depending, but there was Diburim constantly. There was a Dibur on the Lech Lecha, and there was a Dibur with Sarat, and v'chulu v'chulu. So what does he mean, if I wouldn't be Nimol, Me'echa Nigla Lai Hashem? So some Rishonim say that the Pshat is because he would fall down, and now he would be able to stand. But the Mashmos and Chazal is that the Etzim Gili itself changes from before till now. And it needs a Havana. What type of Gili was Nischadish afterwards that we say is different than before? I mean, you find even by Umas Oilam, who are Reilam Mamish, and Areilam be Etzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezgala to Nevi Umas Oilam, to Bilam, and so on. So there is no problem in Gili by having an Arlam. One more nekuda in the way Chazal described the Maisa of Mila, what was the Chisorin Avraham? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Mayei Samim. So Chazal give two lashonis in describing what the Chisorin is. One lashon is muscle to a queen that the king said, fix yourself up, and she got very scared. She said, who knows what Chisorin he found? And he told her, it's the one of the fingernails a little too long, cut it. Same thing Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ayei Samim. So he said, who knows what's wrong with me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to, no, all it is cut off the Mila. A drop of basar, that's enough. What's the shaila here? I mean, Mela, the mashal nachei, but the because Mila is only a little bit of basa, that's why it's a small chisaron. What are Chazal trying to say over here? Avram was worried that he has a pgam, and he did have a pgam. He had a pgam of arla, so he's noch a daite. Why? Because it's only a small piece of meat. Well, I mean, if a person shechts a behemah and he misses by a millimeter the reiv simonim, it's fully treif. I mean, since when is the amount of basa count, whether it's a major chisar or a small chisar? A behemah is nevela, whether you miss out by 1 millimeter or by 5 inches. It makes no difference. And Chazal say the same thing. They say another mashal. Klal Yisrael is called kita'ena bibikura, like Klal Yisrael is likened to a fig as it's ripening. It's a shvach. It's a shvach for Klal Yisrael. A fig is a very desirable fruit, a very tasty fruit. Klal Yisrael is like a te'ena v'bikura. It's a te'ena as it comes ripe. So Chazal say, ki bikura b'te'ena v'reshisa. Just like a te'ena. Omer of Yudin, ma te'ena zu, ein lo psula, psoilus, ela uksa b'lvat. By a te'ena, the only chisaron that the te'ena has is its ukits. Have also a bottle. Now, most fruits have parts that are inedible, like it has in itself the seeds. Like an apple has the seeds inside. The core is not edible, really. Some people don't like the skin. It's different parts of the apple. It's not fully edible. A te'ena is a type of fruit that is totally edible. The skin with the seeds. You eat everything in a te'ena. The only chisaron is the ukits. Is the piece that sticks out that was originally part of the stem. So if you cut off the ukits, you have fruit that's totally edible. The same thing, Klal Yisrael, the only psul they have is the arla, take it off, and the tummy. Again, it needs, ichmein, what are you trying to say over here? That it's a small piece that you have to cut off. That's the mashal. Okay, so let's try to explain it. There's a halacha. A merdeka halach. The halach is when you have a shailen treifis, for instance. If an animal is missing some eva, the halach is that it's treif. The what happens if it has an extra eva? So there's a halach of kol yosik and notel domi, that anything that is more is missing. It has a halach of being a chaser. So an extra finger is as if it was missing a finger. That's the halacha in anything that's yaseiris. Yes, a kiman and not l'dami. We have to understand the mashal of it. I could understand, someone could say, listen, just like there's something wrong with an animal that's missing a limb, if it's an extra limb, it's also a genetic problem. But what does it mean, kechasa domi? The halach is as if it would be missing something. Why is that? Tell me that yeser itself is a problem. Where's the yeser kenafel dummy? So let's try to understand it a little bit. Let's say a person has in himself a person does maisa chasadim. Let's say, let's give a mashal. A person is a bal chesed and does a lot of chasadim. So the person does 100 maisa chesed a week. So I can title the person that he's a bal chesed. Let's say, besides spending $1,000 on stock a week, the person also splurges $1,000 on shtusim. In other words, he splurges it. So then I'll say, no. Add up everything the person does. The common denominator is he's a splurger. But he splurges sometimes on shtusim, sometimes on people, sometimes on needy people. But the tzara shava, the teichin, is what's the common denominator of everything the person does? The common denominator of everything the person does is all the maisim together. And lamashal, let's say a person says a very good svar and shir, so he comes up with a very good pshat. So I could say, oh, he's a big talmud chacham. But let's say the person says a few things, and a few of them are shtusim. A few of them are don't make sense. They don't shtal zechtzu. They're not good. So I have to rearrange my hagdara of what the person is, and I have to say that the person is be'etzem. He's a bright person whose minds work very quickly, but he's not a talmud chacham. He shoots sometimes. It hits. Sometimes it doesn't hit. I forget. He's a big Baal Kishrin without really a tzur of a Talmud Chacham. Kol Yosikim and the Notl Dami. The hair of Kol Yosikim and the Notl Dami is that a person's tzura is the whole person. And when I magder a person, ba'oifen klali, I have to divide his whole metzias amongst its halakim. So I take all the halakim into account, and I say, what is this person? So there's a chisaron. So when a person, one chisaron is where a person is missing something. Where a person has something more that sticks out of the klal, so the chisaron is, so I'm mechaser the whole klal. There's a chisaron in the entire klal over here, and I dilute everything. I have to redefine everything because I see another chelik to the person. A person who does very good things, I can say is a big tzaddik. But if he does bad things also, so I can't be magdim as a tzaddik, because how does these things come in? So I could say he's a good-hearted person, he's an easy person, he's a this person. I have to dilute my definition of a person by the sum of all his maisim. That so the metzias of chisaron in a person is when he's chasa something, and when he's yesa something, so it's mechasa on the entire klalat varim of the person. The metzias of arla, without understanding particularly why, what, when, let's just try to give the basic tzura of the mitzvah. The basic tzura of the mitzvah is, this is an aver in a person that of all the avarim, it's the strongest and most powerful impulse and drive a person has. Most important in the sense where the person is doing it for his own gratification rather than for any frumer reason, let's call it, or anything shaykh or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of the inyan of zivug in a person is an inyan that is the most easily seen as the person's own desire and gratification rather than anything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu or mitzvahs or anything of that world. The arla is ke'ilu a heart, it's ke'ilu that klip around it. The chelik of the guf that is sort of all guf and means itself in the most physical way is the arla. And when the person cuts off the arla and he's perea the makim, so he's megala the nekuda pnimius that is shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the only, every other mitzvah, every other part of the body, a person, a person's hands. A person doesn't have to do anything to his hands to make them kaddish. He's moinei himself in doing averis. He puts on tefillin. He uses the yadayim for giving tzedakah, for vechulu. And the yadayim b'meila, the yadayim don't have an earl around them that require casting away. They go this, they go that way as they are. V'chein hol, the whole goof is like that. The earl is the pshat, the tzur, the parsha tzur of the mitzvah is that there's a hard klip around it. It's intractable, and it's kuloi the coarseness of the person's guf that desires in the most physical and base way. And when a person cuts away, he's megala nekuda v'lekus in that chelik of his guf, and when he's miyachid for ketusha, and that's why the holy union of ketusha is called bris. It's where a person's miyachid is his strongest impulse for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has extra, when a person has yesa, when there's a chelik in the person that desires self also, so he's a chasa. And that was the pshat in the ishalech lefonei v'yei tomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu that he's a chaser until he doesn't get rid of it. So the shakla v'tayu was, the mashal that Chazal give is, Avraham Avinu was, there's one difference between a person who's chaser machmas, he's missing something, and a chaser machmas, yesa. If a person is chaser because he's missing something, there's no takana. We don't have a hechetimtze for putting in an extra finger. a person that has the extra finger, person can be mekatzitzit. And again, in treifus is one. It's a shaila, but at least in as far as the metzias of what we see, it becomes a davar shalom. If you mekatzitz the davar meyusa, it becomes a davar shalom. So Avraham Avinu was niskark muponov. It says he became frightened. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointing out something he's lacking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Adrab, it's punkt verkehrt. It's not that you're a chasa because you're a chasa. You're a chasa because there's a gesa. There's still a chelik there that's goof. And if you cut it away, you'll be left kula shamay. That's also the mashal that Chazal give for Klal Yisrael. That it's like a te'ena in its b'chayra. Verkehrt. In Umas HaOlam, the yeser lies within the thing itself, like an apple. The yeser lies as part of the apple, and there's no way to take the core out of the apple without the apple stopping, without it being an apple. In Klal Yisrael, it's like a te'ena, that it's only yeser is something that comes outside of the te'ena. The oikitz is a chelik that betzim doesn't belong to the te'ena. It's still part of the plant, and when you cut it off, the te'ena doesn't lose its tzura v'te'ena, and you got rid of the yeser. The difference between klayus and umas olam is that the yeser in the umas olam is part of the etzem mitzias, and you can't get rid of that. Like we spoke a few weeks ago, we spoke about, you know, the vikabe by Minos and by Arias. You can't get rid of that without breaking everything apart. Masha'inkin and klayus, all the extra we have is the edge of it. And when you get rid of it, there's no pagam in the tzura of the teina, and the thing is left without yeser. So the metzias of bris, the mos of bris is that the person gets rid of the yeser, and the person is left with a tzura that's kula l'shamay. Let's try to understand the hey varim. The chur is like this. The chur is a problem. A person. What does it mean that it was mamlechim? He said, until now, you're not a melech on all of Yevarim. And with the Maisa Bris, he was mamlechim on the Heyevarim. The Heyevarim are the Aznayim, the Einayim, and the Rosh HaGvir. These are all inyanim that a person lechura can only do things to avoid a problem. Lemashal, a person sees an object that he can steal. So he can make a conscious decision to steal it or not to steal it. And the pshat is he doesn't need to chain his hand behind his back not to steal it. He can decide not to steal it. A person cannot hit someone, can hit someone. All of the maisim, a person can decide in yes or no. The einayim and the aznayim and the Rosh HaGvir, the decision can only be to avert a problem. But when the person is involved in the problem, when a person sees something, the reaction is automatic. It's a reflex. When he hears something, the action, once it's there, a person has no control over it. That's the metzias of the problem. So a person, certainly Avraham Avinu was mekayim all the mitzvahs. Certainly Avraham Avinu didn't look where he's not supposed to look, like it says, Ati dati kifas marat. He now saw it. So the pshat was, there was no problem mitzad being shomer on his evarim and in the maisa mitzvahs. But he wasn't a melech on it. He couldn't override it. He could imprison them. He could imprison his eyes and not look. He could imprison his ears and not hear. So what changed by Mila? Where's the toichen of Mila changing it? So, let's take a look at part of the physical phenomenon of it. When a person, let's say a person is listening to people, a person is sitting down, and two people are sitting behind him talking, conversation. So a person cannot not listen. Well, let's go a step before that. When a person has a hearing problem or a seeing problem, it could be in one of two areas. It could be in the Eva Chitzoni. The eye can have a problem with it. The ear can have a problem with it. Or it could be in the brain's reception, in the brain's ability to work things out. people are alone that have strokes and brain damage, a lot of times the aver itself is not touched, but the person is incapable of hearing because the part in his brain that's supposed to assimilate it just doesn't assimilate it. And the same thing with the ria, and same thing with the so on. So a person, there's two chalakim that go into shmiya and ria. There's the chalak achitzoini that's koiled it, and then there's the chalak apnimi that's koiled that. A person, so let's say the mashal, a person is sitting and he's looking at something, he's learning, reading, whatever he's doing. And two people are talking behind him. So he can't not listen to it. But let's say they're talking about something that doesn't interest him. They're talking about a topic that Bichal has no interest in it. He can shut it out quite easily. Bichal doesn't listen. A person, Lamashal, who walks and he hears, let's say a person is sitting someplace and he hears music. So a person who likes music and enjoys music and his ears are picking up what he's listening to, whose work it is, what is it like, how's it being played, and so on, the person cannot disengage himself from the music he's listening. A person who has no chush for the music, who doesn't have any shaykh to music, he'll sit, and afterwards they'll ask him, was there music playing? He'll have to think twice, and they'll ask him, what was it like? He'll say, I don't know, just music. It's meaningless to him. Because if there's no klita mitzad de toichin, if there's no klita mitzad, the pnimis of the person, so the ear itself is meaningless. It's not koiled. So you have an interesting nekuda. Benegea, person's chushim, benegea is maisim, it's very easy to be meilach on them. A person is meilach on his maisim by doing it or not doing it. A person has tremendous self-control, doesn't do this maisim, that maisim, the other maisim. But when you're talking about being koiled things, over there, the self-control cannot be on the chitzonis of the Ivarim, because the Eva does its own thing. The ear doesn't wait for instructions to listen. The ear listens. The eye doesn't wait for instructions to see. It sees. It's koilet. And also the person's reaction, the Rosh HaGevir, it's the same thing. A person's reaction is automatic. But where a person can be mezgaber on it, where a person can be meilach on it, a person can be meilach on the chelak of pnim, is there a kli kibul for it or not? If there's no kli kibul for that, then there's no makom to be koiled it. So b'meili doesn't see it. If the person doesn't have a kli kibul for the shmir, so b'meili doesn't listen to it. He doesn't listen to it. He doesn't hear it. The person, you'll ask him afterwards, he will not be able to tell you what was going on. He had no clear cable for it. If a person listens to something in a foreign language, he can't give you any description of it because there's no clear to for it. There's no clear cable. The way in which Avraham Avinu was, Kolzman Avraham Avinu, the mitzias of the Arla in a person is that the person has a clear cable for no atzmis. That's the mitzias of Arla in a person. A person has a chelik in himself that seeks to gratify itself without any shaykhus to anything else. That's what it is. As long as a person has it in his body, in his mitzias, so a hanoah will automatically light it up because the person has a clear kibul for it. And the shleimus of being mekatzitz, that chelik, is that the person lost the clear kibul. Avram became shalom. He lost the arla. So b'meila, even if the eyes see and even if the ears hear, but there's no place in the brain that's mekablet. A re'ia that's a re'ia peguma, and a shmir that's a shmir peguma is. There's a famous saying from the Baal Shem Tov that if a person sees l'mashal ma'is of chil Shabbos, a person should be boidik himself that he was must have been nichshol in some inyan of Shabbos. I mean, I don't know. Coming from it, it's short to hear it. It becomes very. It's hard to understand how, but I mean, it's called kuli. But the pshat in it is, it's not just works midarke ashkocha that Hashbrochu was zamenit to him. What he's saying is, a person that has no shaychus chol Shabbos is not koilut chol Shabbos. That's what the word of Hashem Tov is. If you're not shaych to something, there's no klita for that nekuda. A person that is kula yosha, you can't fathom something that's crooked. It doesn't. There's no klita by him. The So the mele, the hamlocha of the evarim on these evarim, the only way to be nimlach on these, to be mamlech yourself on these evarim, is if you cut out the chelik bifnim that's mekabel from these evarim. If you cut out the chelik that the extra ukits, that's the nana from it, then a person can be moishel on it. That's what the Shinu Hashem was. That's what Avram is. The Tzaddik says that the what's the pshat vayirlo Hashem that mipsari echzer that he's saying that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I wouldn't be nismala heichan he would be niglo lai. I was nisgala before. So he said if you look at the psukim carefully, all the giluyim beforehand was for tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram lech lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Akrisas Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Reit, Leich, all of the Giluyim beforehand were business appointments. And the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gala to Nevi'u Mesoylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gala to Nevi'u Mesoylam because it's business. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Bilam as a Shliach, so he's Gala to Bilam. That's not a steerer to being an Oral. In Oilam HaMaisa, an Oilam of doing, and but to be nisgal on him just because he's there. Vayelov Hashem, he says, even though there was a tachlis that came out of it, but the pasuk itself says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nisgal at him. I mean, Kaviyochel, if you can put it in such terms, he paid him a personal visit. It wasn't a business call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nisgal at him. That's it. Vayelov Hashem. So that's what Avram says. Meheichon nisgal at. Until now, the heichon is the dibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to tell Avram to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the mokum chalois of Shechina, was the tachlis that the Shechina is neskala for. He needed to be neskala to tell him something, to prevent something. That's the mokum iskalus. Over here he's saying, but over here nothing was doing. Mei heichon, from where is he coming from? If not for the fact that Avram mitzad is mitzias, is roi for gilu Shechina. Since Avram is kulei Shechina, so it becomes a mokum for Shechina. A place, and again, understand it from the way we start. A person who has other mitzias, whenever a person has a friendship with someone else, so the havana is ke'ilu that it's just me and that's it. If the person wants me for my business or for something else, that's already not. If a person has something besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the klal of the person is a klal of a chippus for nyanim, and one of them is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's bechlal not the same thing. So b'meila the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a mokum for Hashem Shechina, because it's not a mokum for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mokum for a person who's searching, and one of the things he's searching for is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once Avram was took off the yeser commander notel dummy, and he became kuloi lashem. So now that becomes a mokum for Shechina, and that's the imak of Chazal that they say the difference was until now he fell down, and now he could stand up and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the pshat that is like we always explain, falling down or being mishtachve is a bitl of your own mitzias. Until Mila, the Mitzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nizgala to is not Avram B'Toyrus Avram. It's B'Toyrus, a secretary, to take care of something. Avram is a Shliach to do this, to do this, to do this. The person doesn't have his own Mitzias Nagilu, because the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nizgala is to tell him to do this, this, or that. If he's Nizgala to Avram because he's Avram, if there's a vayeru of Hashem because of his mitzias as what he is, so that's the pshat. He's bekoima. He's omit bekoima. Ich mein, that's his mitzias. I came to visit you because you're Avram, not because I need someone to go get me this or to do this or to do that. I came to you because you're Avram. So that means that Avram stands bekoima mleya as Avram. That's where the gilui is chal. The word tamim. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Hasalach Fane Vayei Samim. The word Tomim has a very interesting connotation. We asked, how do you become a Tomim by being Mechasi yourself? It's the other way around. When Tomim doesn't mean have all the mitzvahs. Tomim means don't have anything in your personality except for Torah mitzvahs. It's a mute. It's telling him that if your entire being is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you're not a Sholem. Sholem doesn't mean having everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to offer. Sholem also means having something that the person's only Metzias is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because having another Metzias is not just an extra. It dilutes the entire content. If a person enjoys learning and enjoys baseball, and sometimes he does this, sometimes he does that, so the person is an enjoyer. Sometimes he enjoys this, sometimes he enjoys that. The Hayei Tamim meant you should be totally for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Rebbe Reb Nachum Zichrono Livracha got it these weeks. One of these weeks is Yahrzeit. It's Chai Cheshvin. He once said something. It was Negev when he started looking for Shiduchim for his children. So he said something that's paladic because common sense runs against it. Common logic. Das Balabayas, including us, runs against it. And it was his guidance. He said that if he has a choice between two son-in-laws, one of whom, they both know how to learn equally well. Same capabilities, same asmada, same accomplishments. They're both the same level Talmud Chacham. But one of them has other things also. He sings very nicely. He davens beautifully for the Amid. He would take the other one. Because he said, this person is Kulei Torah. And that person, as a person, is not Kulei Torah. We look at it at these things as, you know, in a perspective from the bottom. I mean, accomplishments, showing off, is that so? If they can show off for two things, matoiv manoim. I mean, this was the cook of someone that had nothing but Dal Amis Shalach in his life. So anything that's diluting it, it's not the pshat. A guy, somebody who's, we can see it in different things. L'moshel, a person that's Kulei Chesed, and a person who gives, you find a lot of times a person is very wealthy, he gives a lot of money to tzedakah, but splurges also on shtus and vavolim. So fakat, and we look at the second person as being pchois darga. He can give as much money as the first one, he give more money than the first one. But we say the person is be'etzem a pazrin, but a lot of it goes in the right direction. But the person is not chesed. He's not kule. He's not an ish chesed. He's the ish pizur, and chesed is one of them. Here, the pshat is it's something that is it has other things. If this person is kule chesed, this person is a good-hearted person. That's the atzmis of the person. That's how you define atzmis of the person. Mor says gdoila mila shekei nichas ala yud gimel brises. That mila is special. That there was yud gimel brises, and it's 13 times the word mila is mentioned, and that's the godless of mila. What's yud gimel brises? I mean, obviously, I mean, it's not just a number 13 times. I mean, kiyotik iruch lakaimich. I mean, 13 times, 20 times, 32 times. So the word yud gimel brises, I would like to juxtapose with. The Gemara says that the Yevonim, when they came into the Mikdash, it's a Braisa, it's a Mishnah, it's a Midas, they made Yud Gimel Pirtzes in the Chel. They broke in 13 places. Again, what's the significance of 13 places? They make 13 Pirtzes in the Chayma. The Maral says, and it's not, I mean, the Maral explains it more, a little bit more. I mean, he's not the only one, he's not the only mucker. The gematria of Echad is 13. Aleph, Dalet, Ches. Aleph, Dalet, Ches also is the layout of Yaakov Avinu is Aleph. Ches is the Shvatim of the Mois, and Dalet is the Bnei Shvachis. So the Seder of Echad is it's Echad is one, and when you miss and when you divide it up, it's 1, 8, and 4. And when you further divide up, is 13. So that means that in some sense, 13 is, in a sense, the hifuch of echad. It's when you splinter apart the echad into components, you get 13 chalakim. When Yaakov Avinu sat with the shvatim around him, so it says that he lost Ruach HaKodesh, so he was nizdazeh, and he said, Shema yesh psul b'chem. So the 12 Shvatim were standing around Yaakov, and they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKir Hashem Echad, Kishem Shem Belib Chechad, Kachem Libein Ala Echad, Nizet Bar Hashem. So that means the Shvatim Yaakov Avinu was worried that in the crossing between Echad, Yaakov was Echad, was one person, one Shei, I mean, he was Kal Yisrael, Yisrael. He was the last time that Kal Yisrael was one. One person called Yisrael. It went off into 12 directions with him as the 13th, and he was afraid that it became splintered apart, and they lost the Shaykhus Hashem Echad. So they told him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Ken Hashem Echad. They retied themselves back to the Shoyrish, and it was Echad again. So that means that the Hefech, so to speak, of Echad, the splintering of Echad becomes 13. The Pirtzis, in other words, Yavan came, the Avodah Zarah of Yavan came to splinter apart. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokum Echad, like it says in Chazal, that Halolu is Uma Echad, and they have one God, and they're even in one Mokum, and so on. That was the one Mokum. They splintered it apart to 13 Chalokim. So when we're talking about the opposite of a person focusing his Koichis into one direction, it's 13 is one of the ways that's sort of opposite of one. So the Yud Gimel Brises are Ke'ilu Yud, it's Ke'ilu, let's call it, on the possible Yud Gimel Pirtzis, these are the Yud Gimel Stimus to the Pirtzis. This is the Yud Gimel places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-knots the knot so that all Shleish Esrei become part of Echad. It means that all of the person's Koichis focus in on one Inyan. The Rambam says, very interesting. The Rambam in Nevuchim speaks about the Tama Mitzvah for Mila, and the Rambam says because it just like people of a common nation or a common bond make a sign to recognize each other, different Ifanim, so the same thing. Klal Yisrael has a sign so that they recognize each other, stick with each other, don't assimilate. It's a sign of commonness between a group of people. But I misquoted. It doesn't say it exactly where I said it. The Meir Nevuchim doesn't say it's a sign in Klal Yisrael for everybody in Klal Yisrael. The Meir Nevuchim says it's a sign for all the believers in Yichud Hashem. Very strange, because Be'emes, it's not like that. In halacha, only Yisrael is nestava mila, and a goy is called an oral even if it's nimoil, and yet goyim can have a shaychus tachlis Hashem. I mean, one of the zaymes in Noach is avodah zarah. I mean, they're not allowed to have avodah zarah. They might have shituf, whatever. But akapanim, it's very unusual. You would think of like all the mitzvahs. You would think the description would be that it bonds Klal Yisrael. Everybody who has a Shem Yisrael, and it's a Mishnah. Mishnah Dorn says that kol agoyim areilim. A goy is automatically oral, even if he's mal himself. It's a lalacha. If a person is noidim min amulim, so he's mutter be'akum, even if he's a mohul, and he's also b'Yisrael, he's oral, because the Shem mohul be'etzem is shayach to Klal Yisrael, the Shem oral is be'etzem shayach to akum. So it's strange that the Rambam says the Teretz is because the way we're explaining it now, the etzem sign of Mila, the etzem sign of Mila is shayach to Achdus. It's shayach to Hashem Echad. What a person does by being chosim is basa with the ois bris is he's taking away all the yesik and natal dami so that he becomes echad. And b'melef is echad, so the person is one. That is the inyan. So the inyan, the mitzias of before mila and after mila is that in every person's mitzias there was a yeser command, a natal dami, and that yeser is the drive for any type of self satisfaction as such. And until a person, as long as a person has that, he's not tamim, he's not shalom. It's not that the entire person is shayach to, and the mila was where the entire person is much lower, and the mitzvah mila the little bit linyanenu, the is, I mean, that's where a person has ritzonis, taivit.